Jesus, we just ask that you would bless your word, that it would come forth from you, and that each soul would receive, and upon leaving, they would say, it was good for me to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, may you just bless this word. Holy Spirit, please come, take over this message. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. So this morning I would like to speak about anointing Jesus. Eric, are we set back? Okay. I'd like to speak about anointing Jesus. We are familiar with the account of Mary of Bethany saving her money so that she could purchase a very expensive ointment for anointing Jesus. Anointing was a custom in the Middle East that was reserved for special guests. Keep that in mind. A custom in the Middle East that was reserved for special guests. I want to read the Gospel of John chapter 12 and verses 1 to 8. The Gospel of John chapter 12 and verses 1 to 8. Gospel of John, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Jesus, therefore, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. So they made him a supper there, and Martha was serving, but Lazarus was one of those reclining at the table with him. Mary then took a pound of very costly perfume of pure nard and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But Judas Iscariot, one of the disciples who was intending to betray him, said, "Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and given to poor people?" Now he said this not because he was concerned about the poor, but because he was a thief, and he had the money box, he used to pilfer what was put into it. Therefore Jesus said, "Let her alone, so that she may keep it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." So in verse 2, it says the dinner was given in Jesus' honor, possibly in recognition of Jesus restoring Lazarus to life. How appropriate and loving that this family wanted to honor Jesus. When was the last time we felt that we wanted to honor Jesus and be humbled in his presence, humbled in his presence? The ointment that Mary purchased was placed in an alabaster container. Now, alabaster, Oriental alabaster in biblical times, referred to marble. The ointment was placed in carefully sealed alabaster container in order to preserve the perfume. That's how costly it was. Now, spikenard, it says over here, of costly perfume of pure nard. What was nard or spikenard? It was an intensely fragrant amber-colored ointment. The plant is also known as nard, narden, or muskrut. It has underground stems which are crushed and distilled to form the ointment that has a thick consistency. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus was crushed and the perfume of his love came out for us. Spikenard was very costly because it had to be imported from India. It was considered a luxury in ancient Egypt, the Near East, and Rome. It was used only when a wealthy person received a special guest into his or her house. The wealthy owner would then break open the seal of the container to do the anointing. Jesus was Mary's special guest. Jesus was Mary's special guest. Do we treat and value Jesus as a special guest? Do we want to anoint him this morning? Do we love him enough to want to anoint him this morning? Who could be more special than him in our lives? We want Jesus to always be our special guest who abides with us forever. In her heart, Mary must have thought, Jesus, I have something for you. I never met anyone like you before. You are far beyond anyone that I've ever known. They don't come like you. I love you. She probably couldn't wait for the day to come when she could anoint Jesus. In anointing him, she poured out the love that she had in her heart for him. Her actions spoke of a great, intense, sincere love for the Lord. And she must have known that Jesus was going to give his life for her. When she sat and listened to Jesus, he most likely told her that he was going to give his life. Do we love Jesus as Mary did? Could we tell Jesus what we think of him and how much he means to us? If Jesus appeared to you this morning, what would you tell him? We would be lost for words in trying to describe who he is. Or I should say, would we be lost for words in trying to describe who he is and how much he means to us? What would you want to give him? Would you want to anoint him? Mary saved her money so that she could afford this special ointment for Jesus. She probably refused to buy things for herself so that she could have enough money for the spikenard, which, as we said, was very expensive. Verse 3 states that she bought pure nard. It was very costly. Verse 5 gives us a price of 300 denarii, which was a year's wage for an ordinary worker. Imagine paying a yearly salary for anointment for somebody. She must have really loved Jesus. If the ointment costs a year's wages, she must have saved for longer than a year because Mary needed money to live, for food, clothing, etc. She must have saved for longer than a year. She bought only the best for Jesus. Mary was driven by love for her Lord. What made her forfeit certain things that maybe she wanted? New clothes or something, or a pair of shoes. No, I'm not going to buy it. I've got to save this money to anoint Jesus. The love she had for Jesus. What drove her to keep giving up and not buying things? It was the love. She was driven by a love for Jesus, a great love. How much do we love Jesus? Are we giving the best of our lives to him? Are our lives driven by a great love for Jesus? There's a song titled, What Shall I Give Thee, Master? It was out decades ago, but the words are still meaningful today. The first verse says, What shall I give thee, Master, thou who did die for me? Shall I give less of what I possess, or shall I give all to thee? Verse 2, what shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast redeemed my soul. Verse 3, what shall I give thee, Master, giver of gifts divine? I will not hold time, talents, or gold, for everything shall be thine. Then the chorus goes on to say, Jesus, my Lord and Savior, thou hast given all for me. Thou didst leave thy home above to die on Calvary. What shall I give thee, Master? Thou hast given all for me. Not just a part or half of my heart, I will give all to thee. Another hymn is titled, Give of the Best to Your Master. Give of your best to the Master. Naught else is worthy his love. Give him your heart's adoration. Give him the best that you have. The breaking of the seal of the alabaster container represented the condition of Mary's heart. Her heart was broken, knowing that Jesus was going to suffer and die as he did. The pouring of the ointment on Jesus represented Mary pouring out her love for Jesus. When was the last time we got on our knees and poured out our love for Jesus? He has done so much for us, and that's what we see. There's all the things that Jesus does for us that we don't see. No one else changed our eternal destiny from hell to heaven. As we sometimes sing, no one ever cared for us like Jesus. Mary gave her best to Jesus. Nothing was too expensive or too extravagant for Jesus. God gave his only son to be brutally beaten and die for us. In Jesus' heart, no cost was too great for our pardon. I have to repeat that, it is so heavy. In Jesus' heart, no cost was too great for our pardon, for our salvation. God's love story, the greatest love story ever told, was written with blood, the blood of Jesus. With this in mind, no gift could ever be too extravagant for Jesus. Since Jesus is not physically present with us, how could we anoint him? We could anoint Jesus with the best of our love, loving him more than anyone, anything else in life, supreme love. Let Jesus know that no one means as much to you in life as he does. Anointing him with love for the most awful price that he paid for our salvation. He spared no expense for our salvation. Anointing him with love for the hope of spending eternity with him. And those of us who have lost loved ones, parents, or whoever, they're spending eternity in heaven because of Jesus. We could anoint him with sincere, heartfelt praise and worship. Worship born out of a deep, overflowing love for him. Psalm 134, verse 2, as we mentioned a couple of weeks ago, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Psalm 63, verses 3 and 4. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. Spikenard is fragrant. We want to give Jesus the fragrance of our sincere, heartfelt worship and praise. We could anoint Jesus with gratitude. Psalm 116, verse 12. How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness to me? Psalm 13, verse 6. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. We could anoint the Lord with loyalty and devotion, with a life dedicated and consecrated to him, always being faithful to Jesus. Anointing him because, as the song states, he is more than wonderful. He's more wonderful than my heart can believe. He's more wonderful than my mind can conceive. He goes beyond my highest hopes and fondest dreams. He's everything that my soul ever longed for, everything he's promised, and so much more. He's more than amazing, more than marvelous, more than miraculous could ever be. He's more than wonderful. That's what Jesus means to me. Anointing him because he's more than amazing. Anointing him because he is undefined. Anointing him because he is indescribable. He is the incomparable Christ. Do you want to anoint Jesus this morning? And I'll leave you with that, and we'll get down to pray. If someone could pray to conclude the service.